This is an audio recording of the North Uish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 9th of January, 2018.
Open forum.
I'd like to make one positive comment, and that is about the appointment of parish linksmen. Since that appointment, I've noticed an immediate improvement in the appearance of puddle holes in the area, and therefore the roads being better drained. So I'd like to thank the Parish Council for appointing that person and to thank John Milligan for his hard work so far.
He has been very assiduous.
Yeah,
we have actually managed to find more budget for next year. The budget that we did have originally has been withdrawn, but that's one of the reasons we increased the precept for this year. It's something we don't normally do or haven't done historically, but we felt that, just as you say, he did such a good job. I must admit, I spoke to him a week ago about Buttle Hole up by prices there, and he was out the same afternoon. I said, well, you know, it's not a matter of life and death, but he's out there. So, you know, I mean, he has been a great success.
He's done a good job up Buttle Hole, because it was pouring down there on the stage, but it's going where it should go.
Yeah,
it's good.
No, so thanks for that. But I mean, it is something that we're really very happy about. And hopefully we will continue to be able to budget and keep him on the side. I mean, he's not only is he qualified, his son is also has the qualifications, so they work together, which is quite important in some situations.
Does he have any special equipment provided for him? Or?
He has the equipment he needs. This came up last meeting as well, because there has been some talk of monies being made available. Some of these funds are turn out to be mythical, but they're sort of there in principle. And in actual fact, he doesn't want to take on some of the potholes and that sort of thing. That's a whole different matter. But we did suggest to him if he needed some equipment, then we could fund, hopefully, funds for it. Yeah, I think he's basically got all he needs, to be honest.
Sure.
Shoveled and a bit of the thread. Okay. Anything else being brought up in open forum for anybody? Okay. So on that basis, we will carry on to the meeting proper. Apologies for absence, Councillor Bell. Minutes of the meeting held on the 15th of November.
Well, I'm not changed then.
Ooh. No, I don't know what I've got hold of here, but anyway, the last one.
Is it December?
That's right.
That is right.
Could I possibly have a proposer and seconder to these are a true record of what we've done? Councillor Seagberry. So matters arising therefrom.
The only one that jumps out is the very last one. We can't do anything about it for now. Councillor Steele is going to follow up the queries over the pay park inspection.
Oh, yeah.
I think when he comes, it will be good to ask him if anything's happened with him, because I've not heard anything.
Can I just say on the open forum about free of fees and asking if there were any names, really just to say we haven't received anything. Although, I think it was at the party you mentioned something, and if I'm not writing it down on something, it goes out of my brain.
Okay. Right, well,
I can't remember when Christmas happens and things like that, so you and I might sort that one out. Yeah. But otherwise, I haven't heard anything from anybody about anybody in need.
So the end of that, in reference to the fund that was available, the name of which I can't remember.
The
There was, we were told that there was a fund which, you know, was could be available for projects. After we had the last meeting, I have put in an application on our behalf generally for possibly the defibrillator in North Hewish. Total cost of which I think came to
two and a half thousand.
I think it was the defibrillator plus someone to install it, and all that was pending finding somewhere it would go. But we thought we'd better put that application in. It's the only project we could come up with.
It's had to be in for Monday, and it wasn't in for Monday. I don't remember the difference.
Well, we may or may not, but that is in-house. So North Hewish, I should say that the demographics in North Hewish was such that defibrillator might very well be necessary. Probably true. So that was that. So
we should think for a change in population.
Anything else arising from the
there wasn't an awful lot of
No. Well, we did the precepts and everything last time. So.
Yes, so the precepts have been sent off to the press.
Oh, yes. District Councillor Steer will be along in due course, so we'll probably ask for his report when he arrives. Finished by then.
Probably be here.
No, he won't be here.
He will be.
He's on
crutches. Oh, cool. Yeah. I should put that as an apology then.
Okay. So, any reports from the website or...?
We've made some modifications to the website to improve its ease of updating, and a slight change to the way it's displayed, but apart from that, nothing significant.
And the community hall
nothing is sort of dormant
until further notice, presumably.
There have been no further meetings since our last meeting. But.
Right-ho. So that brings us on to plan. That rabbit had a hat. Just the one?
Also, that's... No, that's okay.
That should be
yeah.
Normally get birthday cards as well.
You picked it up at the same time.
Okay, one only?
Just one.
Yeah.
Application
for provision of temporary agricultural workers' dwelling, mobile home, land at Higher Plunkamore. Agent is Richard Castro Parker. Agent is Amanda Burke. Oh, that's the contact. Should be maps. Maybe maps.
Maps. Bats.
They're passing it around.
Bats.
Where's the bats?
There is a bit of history. This is obviously on behalf of a couple who are hoping to extend their farming business. There is a bit of history to do with that. I need to read through all of that, but if you want parts of the round. Basically, to be occupied by Mr. Bell and his wife, basically, can carry on their agricultural business and look after their stock.
Thank you.
I'll just scale. So, this is going to be, there is no existing barn there for those who don't know the site. And this is going to be butted to the far end of the barn, so it will be fairly invisible.
So that's a new access gate, is it there?
Access already exists, already. I think.
What, on the corner there? Right.
Yeah, the access, yeah. Yeah, access exists from the road.
Access.
Around the back of the barn, and the mobile home is the far end of the barn.
Yeah.
It isn't there any strip of the access to
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. It's already, it already has hardcore down. Not really, really good.
Sorry,
you're very clever here. Wildlife impact
detection. You may or may not have the time to read all of the information on the application form, but I've never seen a more convincing one than yours.
Well, we do, after all, live in an agricultural parish.
Basically, no.
Pardon? That's all right. Nothing
triggers wildlife.
Yeah. I've got the thing here. Yeah. Is it going to be in bar? Sorry. Has everybody read what they want?
So what was our application?
Is there restricted time on limit on
has to be in by the 12th.
How long that mobile
home? I haven't noticed that. It was going to be a temporary one, but
I just wondered whether they, how long was temporary?
I can't remember with Green Slate they didn't have a time, did they?
Do we know how long this application has been extended for? 3 years. Observation.
Does not seem to be an unreasonable request.
Seems a good idea to me.
Space on the agricultural.
Yeah.
Stick to their sheep and their donkeys or whatever it is.
Seems to be. You, obviously. It's very perfectly reasonable. And it's supportive of the business.
Yeah, I think that it shows that there's a need for it, isn't there? Yeah. So that's the main thing, isn't it?
It'd be nice to turn back the tide of history, actually, agriculture.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thoughts?
positive. I think it shows they've got
seems like a reasonable request.
Would it appear to be unanimous?
A position that's not going to cause too much impact?
No. So did you pack on everything? Well, no, we don't need to propose a second, just take place. It appears to be unanimous. So.
Like it's like it.
We're good. Is there support? That has to be in the day.
It'll go tomorrow. Yeah. If not this evening.
There is
night. Right, we've got time. But it won't be looked at until next week.
Well, that's good. I've been signing checks for it.
I think it's you do.
Hopefully, never. Okay, good. Thank you. Right. Any more planning?
No more planning, no, that's it.
Don't want to sit through the rest of the week.
We might talk about potholes. We might get really excited.
We might talk about knotweed if you like.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll hang on to that. You don't need that. You can't just take one of the first time off. There's that. We go to my leisure. See what sort of fish is coming out. Yeah, no. Yes. No, I didn't want to. Very good. Isn't that more? It's just like that, really.
It's pretty straightforward, no, isn't it?
But it's
just
one of those things where one imagines they'll want to build on a proper house on there eventually.
Of course,
yes.
But the same thing applies, really. I mean,
yes.
You know,
well,
we basically need
proof
farms.
That we need to be able to live and
yeah,
work our farms, yeah.
Before it's
okay.
Yes,
right.
Correspondence.
There are only three of any interest, and I have sent them all on to you. One was from Councillor Hoskin concerning the fund for local maintenance.
Mm.
I don't think it has much to do with us, more. So I think it's sort of the control side of things, which is the one thing we decided to opt out of and go into.
Yeah.
But we'll keep an eye. I don't know if there's funding available for work on roads. If it does switch in that direction, we'll look at it quickly. But at the moment, as I read it anyway, there doesn't seem to be anything for us.
Whatever happened to do your own potholes? Did that die a death?
It seems to me you need to appoint your own road worker now.
You have to have road warden, don't you?
Yeah, road warden.
And of course, then you have the issue of working in the road shoes. You have to have shoes, you have to have two people.
Complaints of people that hasn't been done properly. They've
been done six pottos in Manor Lane, but left the foot deep trench that's about 40 foot long.
Oh, that's not a pothole. That is not a pothole. That's too big to be a pothole.
To be fair, there are fewer potholes around. Yeah,
at the moment.
We keep sending in.
And I think the more the parishioners actually get online themselves and sort of report it themselves, I think it would be good.
Taking photos.
The second one was to do with flooding, and I sent that on program, but I assume the flood committee would be the ones most interested.
Yes, I mean, I'll probably print it off, and the next meeting we'll have a look at that.
I thought you'd probably do that, And the third one. One that I wanted to bring to your attention, not for now, but for future relevance, in a sense. We're talking about local government finance and the positions of precepts and parish councils. And as you're probably well aware, if Devon County or South Farms wanted to raise their council tax, they would, if it went above a certain level, I'm not sure what it is, but I think they would, but whatever it is anyway. If they wanted to go above that, they'd have to have a referendum of parishioners or of electors to give them permission to do so. We're not giving any money and we're not going to get any money. That's another matter. We're not subject to that as of now.
Right.
There's been some question raised in at government levels whether or not we should be. And it doesn't concern us now, but it will concern us, or might concern us in years to come, when you want to, should you want to pay a clerk to take over the work. But if you find yourself in, I think it's all right for 3 years now, but if you find yourself in 3 years' time needing to raise the precept to cover the cost, I've kept enough in the budget to allow for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't, if they could have the limit on how much you could raise your preset, you couldn't then just up it for the year afterwards to the level that would be necessary for a part.
I think we need to keep upping it.
That was
going
to be my suggestion.
Yes,
that
the next 3 years.
I think that's right.
If we push
them, then we only spend it on bung lamps.
I think if we just keep increasing. Technically, we're not allowed to keep more than a certain amount of money. In fact, we're already over the limits. But I've argued the case with the Audit Commission in terms of replacement fee and meals, and they've totally accepted that.
Good.
But I'm looking past that. I'm looking to the time when you paid that first year. If you can, it's someone for the second year, and you maybe won't be able to raise it. So I agree with you totally. The proposal that each year we looked at, you maybe got another 500.
We're still the least, the smallest preset for any council in the set now.
We've helped ourselves in a
couple
way.
Are smaller, but they just have parish meetings
parish
council.
But you've heard, if you're paying that, you've got to be twice up.
£500 a year per each parish.
And if you use that in the meantime to do good within the parish in terms of road maintenance or whatever.
Ivybridge's town council equivalent to our parish council is well over £100 and ours is £7.
I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
By being sort of good custodians in the past, we allowed ourselves that room to increase without anybody really having any grounds for complaint.
No. We don't report on the track.
We don't want to be taught in a bureaucratic just percentage rise in the future. It's going to be,
if it was 5% for example, that wouldn't pay for anyone for anything, would it? So I think we need to be aware of that anyway. I'm not proposing to hang my boots for a while yet. I bet you want to get rid of me.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
it
could happen.
And I think the only way the Buddlows are going to get done is if we pay for them ourselves.
Yeah. So if the money is spent in the first place on that, but then at least at the level, then you could then, presumably I wouldn't be around. That's the thought anyway.
Yeah. No, I think that's
the preset needs raising.
Very sad.
It is sad. It would make sense to do it as and when it's necessary. But we've got to cover the fact that politicians don't look at things like that.
No.
Strange people, politicians.
Strange to talk.
Right, that's it.
The correspondence. Finance.
Right, a couple of moves on the finance side of things. I mean, we've had an income of 37p. Two cheques have gone through on this accounting. The one for the repayment of P3 money, which can now disappear from our accounting altogether. And the bubble hold cheque, the money for
just
that one, 56. There were two cheques outstanding, one for £605. That was for the park. That hadn't gone through by this accounting time because it was on the bank statement for this month, and the other one was for the website. I can say that they have both gone through because I checked the bank account today, but they'll appear on our next month's accounting log in this month. So at the moment we've got a balance of £8,315.15. When we take out the two outstanding cheques, that can be down to £7,695.16. Most of that will be spent on, I imagine, bottle holes between now and the end of the financial year. I know there's an outstanding bill for Mr. Whitcomb of 100, and I think he says it's either 180 or 108, something like that, which he's discovered in his finances that he should have sent out to us last March.
Oh God!
And his financial officer, whoever she is, his wife I think, found that it had never been paid, and I said, it would have been if you'd sent it to us.
That's an assumption.
That'll be on its way, but I'm assuming he'll be doing some more work between now and the end of the financial year, which might or might not, well, it will mean that we'll either be just above or just below my predicted end of year position for our projected budget for next year. So there's not really a lot. Oh, there's one other thing that's got to come out. which I must do very, very soon. That's all printed for the parish council.
Oh, yes.
Because we've got that money. If we didn't spend it, we would be flooded with it holding the government's money. Yes. So we must spend. So we'll have a look at that over the next couple of weeks and get it done well before the end of the financial year.
Right.
That means another £100, so it's got to come out of the budget anyway.
Okay.
Whatever it could cost or not.
Depends on the type of
equipment. That's what you might, yes.
Yeah.
It won't be one to fill this room, that's for sure. So that's the finance for the moment, which would be so much nicer not having to repeat it.
Well, charity.
Yeah.
Hyman.
Well, I'd like to thank Highways, if it is Highways, for putting a new sign up for Church Walk. It's very much better.
I have been in touch with the locality officer who. It isn't Highways, it's Slotham. And I have given them my thanks for that already.
Right.
In fact, I was mentioned at the last meeting,
yeah,
I guess.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
And at the same time, our thoughts concerning the. Adverts, I think scanners and slits with, because it was saying I dealt with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure they actually did it because the locality officer did it through.
And that seems better actually.
Yeah. So now
I don't
think they're on that. Now I can think of it, they do seem to have vanished.
Yeah.
Someone has had a strong word. I mean, it was one or two people doing it over and over again, and I think they've been told.
Good job.
Is it. No, not going to happen that somebody comes around from Highways and sweeps up leaves and such like. Cause I mean, the bundle holes are being emptied very beautifully, but the sides of the roads are still full of mud and
which
leaves,
then gets swept into the
which then gets swept into the bundle holes.
We could put in a request for that to happen.
I mean, I don't know about it elsewhere.
I'll find
it's certainly very poor on Black
it's
Hill
basically
and on
the side of the window. You can still, like I say, if you. Ring and say you've got a problem like some of the stone has washed down that or
from
the top though they've washed down again there they would be tonight.
I don't think it helps having crops up at the top though rather than grass probably. It's spuds up there.
Yeah.
And I think it makes the soil loose and the rain comes and it washes all the stone.
If you ring up
they'll
come out with a sweeper and sweep that up, but
right.
They won't do it as a normal course of things with somebody.
Which is crazy because leaves drop every autumn.
Yeah.
You think they're nowhere.
I mean, somebody put. I don't know if you know the bottom of my lane, and then there's a watercourse that goes underneath the road and down to the river. And they mended that at one stage, but it's already beginning to crumble away. And they put a post up, one of these reflective posts.
No,
suddenly that appeared a week ago.
Like a bit of guttering, basically.
Yes, it is. Yes, a bit of guttering with red and black and white on it, that sort of thing. But so, to hopefully prevent anybody falling in.
It used to be called tractor targets by the Highland man who always said no tractor thing. What was his name?
Halliday?
Mm.
Yeah. He always called them tractor targets. Because he said, as soon as he put one up, a tractor knocked it down.
What about the water by the Thames Club when it actually poured with rain the other day? Was there any, or was the road clear, do you think?
No, I mean, it's just it's so wet.
It's better than it has been the last few
better.
Years, anyway.
Yes, and the Dilly feels better than it.
Yes.
Yes.
I think
you're
going down the road, actually, rather than into the field.
Flooded in front of the old bridge again.
It always
does
that, At one time they actually cut, did it have a sort of cutting through the soil there, but it feels
it's
like.
It's
going to
change again.
Yeah.
We could mention that if you want.
Any of those things really
because
feel
the,
like
the lengthsman covers the whole of the area, doesn't it?
Yeah, he was Ugbro originally, and now he's doing more recently, and now he's started a different sort of
thing. So, I mean, he can't keep up with that, I imagine.
No,
he's seen in lots of bushes.
He's only a lot more than a good farmer.
But I've put in a request that Old Bridge gutter should be cleared again.
Yeah.
But all this is a direct trench to the river, isn't it?
Yes.
And he's very
good
at it.
Yep.
Okay. I seem to have run out of things to do.
We can go home.
Next. Obviously, I suspect that District Council still will be detained.
Yeah, I can't see anything here too quickly.
Well, I mean, we can't really sit around and wait.
We can always move up to Ditford.
We can always go to Ditford, I suppose. that went down well.
I have been to their meetings before, and they asked me what I was doing there.
Wow.
I said I'd come to see local democracy in action.
And you didn't?
Well, it wasn't very fast, actually.
Keep that on there.
It was a measured pace.
Okay, well, as I say, I can see nothing really to detain us. So
the big thing sooner or later, if we get the money, will be this. Someone's going to have to work out where it's going.
Then we've got to find out where we're going to source the electricity from.
Yeah.
Whether we contact the British Telecom or whoever they are, and
there's no point doing any of that.
Okay. Very good. So next meeting is 6th of February, I think.
Very good.
Thank you.